The Ran and Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph has a whole arichas discussing the din of Davar Sheyesh Matirim is not batal, and he says, Gemalik Yosai, Gemalik Hezbe, why Davar Sheyesh Matirim is not batal. And basically, he says like this. He says that the Shita Reb Yudah is that Min B'Minoi is not batal. You never say bittel by Min B'Minoi, you only say bittel by Min M'Shein B'Minoi. In other words, the things that we're talking about in the Taruvus have to be two different minim, but if it's one min, then it's not going to become batal. What's the pshat in that? So the Ran is Mazma, the Talmud says, is that bittel requires his snagdus, requires opposition between the two things that you want to be, the mevatel and the misbatel. If there's no snagdus, there's no opposition, if they're both the same thing, then it's not shaykh bittel. So if they're both the same min, you can't have bittel because there's no snagdus, they're both the same min. But if it's min b'shein aminai, then you could have bittel because there's a snagdus, there's an opposition, because they're two different min. That's a pshat why bittel holds min b'minai is not bittel. Now the Chachamim who argue and say min b'minoi is batal, it's not the pshat that they argue fundamentally on Rebuta and hold that you don't need a snagdus. Of course, they also agree that the aside of bittel is a snagdus, need opposition, and if there's no opposition, it's not shaykh bittel. It's just that the Chachamim say that even though mitzad the minim there's no snagdus, even though physically they are the same min and there's no opposition between the minim, but that's not a problem because there's opposition mitzad the halacha, mitzad the din of these two minim. The fact that one is mutter and one is aser, one is heter and one is iser, that itself provides a hisnagdus, that's considered an opposition, and therefore you say that it's batal because of the hisnagdus of the dinim of the din, even though mitzad the min, they're one and the same. That's the pshat in the Chachamim, and therefore if you have heter beheter that is min b'minoi, Zakhtaran, the Chachamim will be maida that it's not batal, because over there you have no isnagdus at all, both mitzad the din and mitzad the min, they're the same thing, and therefore it won't be shaykh bittel. But if you have isnagdus mitzad the din, you have heter b'isser, even though the min is the same, there would be bittel if the Chachamim. So that's the pshat why the Chachamim hold the min b'mino is batal. Now Zakhtaran, now we can understand why Davar Sheyesh Matirim is not batal, because if the whole reason the Chachamim hold that it's shaykh bittel by min b'mino is because there's his snagdus mitzad the din, even though there's not his snagdus mitzad the min. But Dr. Ran, that's if you have a clear is and clear heter, they're very different, and therefore that's considered a his snagdus, an opposition, and therefore it will become batal. But if the iser itself has a heter, it's a double matim, in other words, there's potential for the iser itself to become mutter, that means that the iser is no longer so different than the heter, even though it's aser now, but it could become mutter, so therefore essentially it is shaykh the heter as well, so there's not such an opposition between the heter and the iser, and in such a case, it's not considered that there's enough of a hisnagdus over here, there's not enough of an opposition, both the min is the same, and the iser, the din, is also very similar, because the iser itself could become mutter, and for that reason, if it's a Davar Sheyesh Matirim, it can't become batal. That's the basic lamdus, why Davar Sheyesh Matirim is not batal, fi the Ran, that basically, your site is, you need hisnagdus, you need opposition, and when the one is het, one is iser, that's opposition, but when the iser itself could become mutter, that's not considered opposition, and now it will not become batal. That's the Ran's mahalach in Davar Sheyesh Matirim is not batal. Rashi and Ben, Daf Gilma has a much more simple svara why Davar Sheyesh Matirim is not batal, and he says the famous line of Asher Techlenu Be'Iser Techlenu Be'Heter. It's a svara pshuta that the Torah relies on bittel to be matri yisurim, that's only if you have no other etzah, but if you have a simple etzah of just waiting, wait and it'll become mutter, so why rely on bittel when you have to eat a be'Iser and it's batal b'rayv, just wait a little bit, it'll become mutter legamre. And in such a case, it's mistaber that the Torah did not rely on the din of bittel b'rayv, and that's the din of Asher Techlenu Be'Iser Techlenu Be'Heter. Now the Achronim asks the Shtarka Kasha on the Ran, Pneshu and Be'ah asks this Kasha, that the Gemara in Be'ah and Daf Dalet says that when you have a suffix about a Be'ah Shnalda B'yamtiv, so you have a Be'ah which you're Mesupik, if it's us or not, so the Gemara says, even though normally you would say suffix Darbanon L'Kula, but being that it's a Davar Sheyesh Matirim, we will not say suffix Darbanon L'Kula, because Shetachlanu B'is Shetachlanu B'Heter, wait the next day, eat a Be'Heter, and therefore we will not rely on the Heter of suffix Darbanon L'Kula. So in fact, the Achronim, Bishlam Lefi Rashi, that makes a lot of sense. The svar about Shetachlan Beter applies by Safik Darabanan, just like it applies to Bittel, and therefore a Safik Darabanan, which is a Davar Sheyesh Matirim, will not become Bittel. But Lefi the Ran, Lefi the Lamdus of the Ran, the Davar Sheyesh Matirim is a svar in Taruvus Dafka, they need a Snagdus, and now they're the same. It's not Isser Beter, it's Heter Beter. So that's a very beautiful svar when it comes to Taruvus and Bittel, but when it comes to Safik Darabanan Lekula, Lecharen has no Shaykhus at all. There's no reason why that should tell you that Safik Darabanan Lekula shouldn't become Bittel. So the feed around, it's very difficult to understand the Gemara that says that by Safik Darbanan L'Kula that has Matirim, that it won't become batal, that Lechar does not seem to make sense, the feed the whole logic of the Ran. The feed Rashi, it does make sense, but once you come on to Rashi's Svar over there, why be Mechadosh Olnu Svar by Bittel? So Lechar, it's Mavur from that Gemara that Rashi is correct, that the reason why Davar Sheyesh Matirim is not batal is because Ash Techlenu B'Iser Techlenu B'Heter, not because of the whole Lamdus of the Ran, of the Iser and Heter having to be different. So that's the big kasha on the Ran. How does Ran understand that Gemara? So Ritzko Chanan Spector has a beautiful mahalach to be miyashim v'ran behektim another kasha, and lefi that you could say he says about the gechidish to be mazur pshat in the ran and pshat in Rashi. So let's first be makdim a kasha in Rashi. There's no kasha in Rashi. Rashi's whole svar over here about shetachlenu beisa tachlenu beheter lechayra is tzarchin, because the shita many rishonim is when you have bittel barayv, so the iser is not bechleheter. The iser becomes mutter legamri. It's 100% mutter. So it's not the pshat that you're eating iser that's bottled. It's no iser over here. It became heter. So how could Rashi say that we don't say bittel, but never shesh matayim, because actually tachlenu bissa tachlenu beheter lechayra, there's no iser at all. The iser is not bechleheter, and it should be mutter legamri. That's a ha'ara and shitas Rashi. Mitzad sheni, there's another kasha that Rabbi Yitzchak Yochanan asks on the Ran. The Achanim asks on the Ran. And that is like this, that the Shita of Taisus and many Rishonim is that this Darbuda holds that min b'minoi is not batal, that's only by lach b'lach. When you have a tarevis of lach b'lach, but by tarevis of yavish b'yavish, even Darbuda agrees that min b'minoi would become batal. So lefi that, for ta'achayinim, it should come out lefi the round, that by yavish b'yavish, even a davish yesh matirim should become batal. Because being that the whole reason why davish yesh matirim is not batal lefi the round is because it blabs min b'minoi, it's considered min b'minoi, but if you tell me that by Yavish b'yavish min b'minoi is batal, then that should mean that the davish yesh matirim should also become batal by yavish b'yavish. And we see clearly not like that. The Gemara in Be'ah, which applies it to Be'ah, which was Nisarbev, is talking about yavish b'yavish, and still the Gemara says that's a problem davish yesh matirim. So we see clearly from there, not like the lechayr the svar the ran. We're not work out over there based on that sheet of the Rishonim that by yavish b'yavish min b'minoi would become batal, according to Rabbi Yehuda. So we have these two kashas on the Ran. What does the Ran do with the Shita, the Bayavish, Bayavish, Rabbi Yehuda is masking the Mimimino is batal? How does the Ran understand the din of Davish Shmatim by Safik? And the kashan Rashi is that if you hold that Issa is not Bechleheter, how Bechal do we understand the din of Ashtachlenu Beissa Tachlenu Beheter? So to answer all these kashas and some other kashas, the Mitzvah Chana wants to say the following aside, that really there is no machlekes between Rashi and the Ran. They're both masking to each other, but they're really talking about two different things. And he's makdim the shita as a Rambam. The Rambam shita is, it's mavur from the Rambam, that this, do we say that the Isser is not bechleheter? Depends. If you're talking about lach belach, so that's a very stark taruvus, and the Isser itself becomes heter. But by yavish b'yavish, the Isser is not nebechleheter. It's still mutter. You can rely on bittel, but we don't say that the Isser is mamish nebechleheter. That's what the Achanim say based on the shita as a Rambam. So Mele is like the Bitzkel Chanan, the Pshat could be like this. He says, the Ran, who says is all svar over here, why min b'shein aminoi is not batal, the Ran is talking about why davish yesh matirim is not batal, the Ran is talking about lach belach. Now, when you're talking about lach belach, and he has to be talking about lach belach, because according to the Rishonim, the whole sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is only by lach belach, not by yavish b'yavish. So when it comes to lach belach, Zuck the Ritzkel Chanan, the Ran can't learn like Rashi that the svar is because of Achetachlenu b'is or Tachlenu b'heter, because that would not apply to lach belach. Because being the balach belach, the din is that this is not bechleheter. So if this is not bechleheter mamish, so there is no svar about shetachlenu b'is or tachlenu b'heter. And therefore, the Ran comes up with a new svara that the pshat is because when you have a dosh sheishul matirim, it's considered min b'minai, and for that reason, it won't become batal by lach belach, because by lach belach, abidu takol zemin b'shein b'minai is not batal. But when it comes to yavish b'yavish, where over there the Ran holds that Rabbi Yehuda holds min b'shein amino is batal, over there the Ran can't say his whole this because it wouldn't apply. Min b'shein amino is batal. And over there he's masking to Rashi that the reason is because of achetachlenu b'iser, tachlenu b'heter. And over there at Taka you could say that because by yavish b'yavish, if the Rambam, it's not nebuch leheter, the iser is not nebuch leheter, and therefore you could say achetachlenu b'iser, tachlenu b'heter. But that svar of achetachlenu b'iser, tachlenu b'heter would not apply to lach b'lach, because by lach b'lach it's taka nebuch leheter, and therefore by lach b'lach, that's why the Ran has to come onto this new svara of when it's davish yesh matirim, it's considered min b'minoi. So it comes out that really both Rashi and the Ran are masking each other, but they're talking about two different things. The Ran is discussing lach b'lach, and by lach b'lach, you can't say the reason achetachlenu b'iser tachlenu b'heter because it's not b'chleheter. So therefore, he says a new lamdas of the fact that it's davish yesh matirim is considered minoi, and it's not b'altal for that reason. But Rashi, and by yavish b'yavish, the Ran holds you can't say that because yavish b'yavish, min b'minoi is b'altal. Rashi is talking about yavish b'yavish. Over there, he can't say the Ran svara of davish yesh matirim making a min b'minoi, because by yavish b'yavish min b'minoi is batal, Mele has to come on to a new svar, the svar is actually tachlenu b'is or tachlenu b'heter, and that would apply over there, because by yavish b'yavish, if the Rambam, it's taka not nebuch leheter, and therefore you could say the svar, actually tachlenu b'is or tachlenu b'heter, so the Ran is masking to Rashi's svar by yavish b'yavish, Rashi is masking to the Ran's svar by lach b'lach, and therefore everyone agrees with each other, and if you this, you can answer the original kasha, the Zakhtabit Tzolchanan, the kasha of the Pnei Yeshua, that Lefid Ran Svara, how could the Gemara say by Beya of it, which is a Suffolk, that you say Davar Shereshim Matirim is not Batal, that the Ran's Lamedus does not apply to Suffolk, it only applies to Taruvus. Teretz says that's not a problem, because the Ran was only saying this Svara by Lach Balach. But by Yavash B'Yavash, he anyways agrees to Rashi. By Yavash B'Yavash, he'll say Rashi Svara Vach Dechelena Besa Dechelena Beheter. And therefore by Suffolk of Beya, which is Yavash B'Yavash, Ran will agree that the Tam is because of Vach Dechelena Besa Dechelena Beheter. In his Svar, he was only saying Balach Balach, and now everyone could agree with each other, and the Kashas will be Miyoshev on both Rashi and the Ran.